Hi, this is Jenny Chamberlain, and welcome to my Southern Utah Housing Podcast.
I am back for the beginning of the new year of 2023. I'm taking a break today from talking about attainable housing, even though we're going to jump right back into that, although it's tangentially related to attainable housing because we're going to do a quick market update. And I'm really excited today to have my coworker, Mitch Godfrey, here. Mitch,
hello,
welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Mitch and I are both buyer agents on our team, on the Porter team, and Mitch has been working hard for a few years, and so I feel like he is a great resource for having his finger on the market and what's going on. You know, he kind of knows which way the wind's blowing right now.
Yep.
So he and I are going to talk a little bit about, well, first, tell us a little bit about yourself as a realtor, Mitch.
Yeah, I've been a realtor for going on 5 years now, 3 years with the Porter team out here in Hurricane Valley. 8 years as a real estate investor, I like to point out too. Mm-hmm. I'm also in the game, so I think that's important as a realtor to be in the game yourself. But yeah, doing it for 5 years and loving every second of it.
Awesome. Our broker was just encouraging us at our yearly meeting to learn and earn and invest. Mm-hmm. So I love that. That's great that you've been in it for so long.
Yep.
Cool. So why don't we start out by, we're just going to talk a little bit about what's been happening for the last 6 months, because as many people have noticed, the market's kind of going through a tumultuous time.
Yep.
So let's start out by just talking about active residential listings in our county.
Let's do it.
Okay. So just to provide kind of a big picture context, one of my former brokers told me that in the year 2008, there were about 8,000 properties on the market in Washington Whoa. County. Yeah. Now, since you've been a realtor, how many, on average, just if you had to pick, like it's usually in such and such a window for the last 5 years, what would you say it's usually been?
Well, there was a big difference between 2020 and prior to 2020. So prior to 2020, it was, I mean, it seemed like on average in Washington County, it was 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
Active listings.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000.
Yeah.
Because even in a year, it can fluctuate
right.
a fair amount, you know, because a lot of people don't want to sell around Christmas time. A lot of people, the big season is in the spring and the summer when school schedules and things are changing. So that affects when people are willing to move.
Right. Post 2020, it was 400 to 600 to 800 at the tops. Not even 800, probably 400 to 500 active listings. It was crazy.
There was 1 week where I saw it in the 200s.
Yeah.
Which was insane.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. And even people who've even been in real estate longer than I have were like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. There was nothing to show clients. There was just nothing out there.
So what was it like to be a buyer in 2020 and 2021?
It was tough. It was tough. It was competitive. You had a lot of other buyers out there, obviously, and no other options. There were multiple, 10 plus offers per home, people asking over. There were escalation clauses. It was crazy. It was wild. But
what's an escalation clause, just for people who have never heard of that before?
Yeah. So it's essentially you offer a price and then you say, we will beat the highest price by X amount to a certain limit, so there was, every buyer has their limit on what they want to spend, but it was essentially, here's our offer. But if you get a higher offer, we're willing to go, $1,000 over that offer
to
get it up to a certain point. So, which is kind of crazy. And then there, you ask for proof on that, but it's just a wild, wild time. But at the same time, I'd only been doing real estate for 2 years up to 2020. So it was kind of the only market I knew, So that's kind of the market I've been born in. And so now that the market's changing a little bit, it's interesting to see kind of things going back to what I semi felt prior to 2020 and then what everyone around me, all the, seasoned realtors are saying, this is normal.
Yeah.
I'm used to a buyer coming in and ready to throw down an offer and ready to do all these things. And now it's taking longer and it's more of a process. And, initially when the change happened mid last year, it was like, whoa, what's happening? This is crazy. But it was just, things going back to normal, I think, more than anything.
Yeah. I'm really happy to see. So for the last 6 months, if we look at how many active listings we have, have August 1560, yep. September in the 1500s, October and November in the 1600s, and December back down to the 1500s, yep. which could be people pulling off
seasonality
for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right now, today, we have 1433.
Okay.
So yeah. It seems like things are picking up a little bit again because it's the beginning of the year.
Yep. Still cold out. Still not a great time to go out and look at houses for the most part. So I think that's why the numbers low. But I'm excited for 2023. I think it's going to be kind of a comeback year, rates stabilizing. And I think we're going to see people kind of rushing back into the market.
Yeah, I think so too. And it seems like the spring a lot of times is like the buyers come out. They took the winter off from looking.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 1560 up down to 15 or up to 1571 in December, which going back to what we just said, those are the kind of the numbers prior to 2020. So we're really just getting back to that normal pre-pandemic market.
So this is a happier place for buyers right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially with rates stabilizing.
Exactly.
Are you seeing that with your clients?
Yeah. I think now is a good time to be a buyer in the sense that sellers are willing to negotiate. You know, prior to this, a year ago, they were like, no, we've got 10 offers. We don't need to negotiate with you. It is what it is, and offer us more if you want it.
Yeah.
But now it's the other way. It's kind of, it's flipped. It's amazing how quick it's flipped in the sense that sellers now are willing to negotiate. They're willing to give you concessions. They're willing to buy down your rate. They're willing to work with you. So it's flipped into a buyer's market for sure.
Yeah. So maybe we could talk about that in the context of a list to sell ratio. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that. So just for those who aren't familiar with what a list to sale ratio is, say I'm asking X number of $100,000. If I were to sell my home for what I listed it at, say it was $100,000 and I sold it for $100,000, that would be a list ratio of 100%. So say I sold it for $105,000, that would be a list ratio of 105%. So this is a percentage that we will often watch as realtors to figure out, is it a buyer's market or is it a seller's market? And in 2020 and 2021, I don't have the data in front of me.
98, I think,
but
is what it was.
I think that the list to sale ratio was up in the high 90s. Mm-hmm. And I think it even bumped 100.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, the month that I was looking at it wasn't. But I think that it was hitting the top of, like, you whatever you list it for, you're going to sell it for.
Yeah.
So what's it been doing for the last little while, would you say?
Yeah, so August of 2022, it was 94%, almost 95%. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of slowly, you know, it's upped and down a little bit, but slowly kind of creeped down to 93.5%. So, you know, it's
December.
Yeah, in December of 2022. So I don't really know exactly what constitutes a buyer versus seller market, but, you know, as you see that number go lower, you can go, okay, so the advantage is kind of flipping over to the buyer.
Yeah.
And list prices are both coming down, offer prices on those list prices are lower, and sellers are accepting that.
What kind of seller concessions have you seen over the last 6 months? Do you see things more like the price drops first and then the offer full price, or is it something where you can offer below full price? Because it seems like during 2020 and 2021, a builder would laugh at you if you offered below what they were asking.
Yeah, recently it's been sellers, you know, the big one is a 2-1 buy down. So your rates for the first year is 2% lower than the going rate. And then the next year it's 1% lower. And then the third year it goes up to the going rate of whatever you locked in. And that requires obviously a further payment to the lender. Typically 10,000 is kind of roughly what that number comes out to be. So sellers, for the most part, have been offering that. And then in addition to that, or either or of that, either closing costs, straight up purchase price reduction, in terms of new construction, being more willing to throw in certain things, you know, different features or different, you know, hard flooring in the living room or a fridge or whatever it takes to kind of close the deal is really what it is. I guess that's what we can sum it up to, is sellers are willing to do whatever it takes to get it under contract and get it sold.
So buyers are more lucky right now because they could say, they can look at that variety of things and say, yep, I want this in the house, or I care more about the money.
Yep.
Making sense.
So. Exactly. To an extent. Cool. And every seller is different too. You know, a buyer's got to know that going sense. In. They can't ask for the world, or they can. They just got to be ready for a counteroffer or a pushback in some way, because every seller and every builder is in a different position. So it's going to be different for every deal.
Yeah. That's interesting about the two-one thing. I'm always leery of stuff like that and of ARM loans. I'm just the conventional girl, I guess.
Well, I think the point of it, and I am too, but I think the point of it is that, you know, the hope or the speculation is that in the next 3 years, rates will be lower.
Yeah.
And so if you can put some money, if the seller can put some money up front for you right now to bring your rate down to a cost
effective. To where you could refinance.
Yeah, where you can afford it and then refinance in 3 years when it's, you know, potentially lower. I think that's the objective and that's the whole goal. But yeah, any lending, any more creative lending practices, you always got to read the fine print and just make sure that it's good, which for the most part, you know, it is, but always safe. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, and there's no guarantee that rates will go down, because if inflation still keeps bumping our heads, they're going to keep those rates up.
Yep.
My sister is a lender, and she said she will only do that sort of thing with a very sophisticated buyer. Mm-hmm. So it's like, think about yourself. Am I very sophisticated? Am I really good with money, or should I just go conventional?
Yeah.
These are questions that we all have to ask ourselves, regardless of what kind of market we're in.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about absorption rate. What's an absorption rate?
Well, we were chatting a little bit about this beforehand. Mm-hmm. My understanding is that is the rate in months that it would take for all the currently active listings to be purchased with no additional listings coming on the market.
Yeah.
So August of 2022, it was 3.38, so three months, three and a quarter, or three and a third. And by December, that has raised to 3.78. So that means more active listings on the market.
Yeah, so almost 4 months worth.
Yeah.
And I think that it's an interesting thing. It's kind of like, that's not a too drastic of a change in 6 months. So to me, that says we're not falling off any sort of cliff right now. We were certainly in a crazy 2020, 2021 where we had, we have 6 weeks worth of inventory on the market. But it's definitely not that way now. And it's my understanding that a balanced market is considered a 6 month absorption rate. So if you go by absorption rate, it's still a little bit of a seller's market. And it's still a good time to sell.
Yeah, there's still not enough houses out there to fit the demand. The demand's definitely come down, but it's really just come down from its peak of 2020, 2021. And but in the total, we still don't have enough housing here to meet the demand.
Yeah, for sure. And okay, so I was looking at the November report because the January numbers aren't out yet. And it says that year over year, the average and median sales price, it's still up 22%.
Yeah.
Now that includes the end of the wild ride, which was the first half of 2022.
Yep.
I mean, we are seeing things soften, but for Hurricane Valley, the average sales price in 2022, November, was $597. And let's see, I think this we have the Washington over there, Washington County.
You said average or median?
Average.
Average is 12-month, November, is that what you read?
Yeah, November of 2022.
625.
Yeah, so we're still seeing very high average home prices.
Yeah.
So
things are still appreciating. I mean, we're going through, I've got some buyers that are like, well, I'm going to wait for the dip. I'm going to wait for the correction. We're going through it right now. We are in the correction right now. Prices have dropped already. You know, it's not, I think what people are waiting for is they're waiting for a drastic drop. They're waiting for the bottom to fall out and things to be half price. And and I don't think that's going to be the case, because just like any market, stocks or whatever, if everybody's waiting for that, it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
The only way that stuff happens is if it's sudden and no one's expecting it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think now is the correction that everyone's been waiting for.
For sure. And I another thing I like to remember right now when I'm hearing people talk about that is that from a historical perspective, mm-hmm. the big drop that everyone has been waiting for with their,
right.
you know, rubbing their hands together. The big drop in 2008 was a situation where it was a pretty big recession that was led by the housing market yep. and by lending practices that yep. had imploded. And right now, lending practices for years have cracked down. Builders were burned so badly in 2008 that a lot of them have been building a supply that is insufficient. Mm-hmm. And so for basic economic factors of supply and demand, we've had continued demand because everybody needs a home, but we haven't had, like, the supply has not quite been there. And now it's kind of hitting us that we've been undersupplied for a long time because of the 08 situation. And, the current recession is not led by real estate. It's led by something else. And our broker, in another meeting that we had a couple of years ago, because everybody's been watching for this recession for a long time, he said, he asked the older agents in the room, you know, what did our market correct during the dot-com bust and all that sort of thing? And a couple other recessions, he asked them. And in every instance, it would correct by about 3-5%. Mm-hmm. So I think what you're saying is exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and on that too, it was Shauna Joe, our other broker. She said mm-hmm. that we'll probably be in a housing shortage for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
So what that means is appreciations, you know, and we're talking obviously about our area here, will continue to mm-hmm. Appreciate at a pretty strong rate.
Yeah.
For a while.
And that's like basic supply and demand. I mean, yep. we're seeing that in the egg market right now with there's been an avian flu. Mm-hmm. So the supply is way down. And so the demand is about the same, but because the supply is low, the price has gone up. And I think that's what we've been seeing in the housing market. And we do have some buyer reluctance that's kind of relieving the pressure right now. And we've also been having a lot of builders be like, okay, look at these prices. It is time for us to
yep.
to pick up our hammers and get going.
Yep.
So that's, yep. it's helping, but I don't think we're not to the point where we have a glut of housing on the
no.
market.
And I think Utah is such a desirable place. I think especially yeah. in 2022, it was found, you know, it's obviously always grown and it's yeah. always been in a development way, but I think we hit a big boom in the sense that maybe a lot of people from California or different other places that are unhappy with where they're living came here to vacation because everything was shut down in their mm-hmm. place, and they went, wow, this place is amazing. So
yeah.
I think we just hit a hyperspeed in the growth of this area for that reason.
Yeah, I kept hearing the number 10,000 thrown around in, I think it was 2021. We had 10,000 people move, like net in migration, which
wow.
is a huge in
yeah.
migration for our county.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Pretty wild. Cool. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about with the current market? Days on the market, December it was 63, but that's normal for it to be a little longer.
Yeah, I think a lot of these, we're looking at August to December. I think we're yeah. looking at a lot of seasonality changes.
Yeah.
You know, I think this is pretty par on course for every year.
Mm-hmm.
Things, you know, days on market going up into December, like you said, people don't really want to buy a house when they're buying Christmas presents.
Yeah.
But but I think... But there is obviously some indicators here that show that the market's changed. Obviously,
yeah.
that's countrywide. We're seeing that, and I think, I guess, to kind of sum up what we talked about, it's despite all the fear that's being put out there about the market, it's a good time to be a buyer. I think it was mm-hmm. a Dave Ramsey clip I saw that he said the people that are buying homes right now, in the next 5 years, you're going to look back and go, those guys were genius.
Yeah.
Because they were able to get a good price, a good deal in some way or another. You know, odds are interest rates will be hopefully lower, if not obviously stabilized in mm-hmm. 5 years. And you can always refinance. You know, you date the rate and marry the home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the people that are able to buy right now, because I know a lot of people got knocked out of mm-hmm. the market because of the interest rates, but the people that are able to buy right now, you're probably looking pretty good.
Yeah,
in the next 5 years.
Yeah, real estate's one of those things where it's like planting a tree. Like the best day to do it is yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Or last year.
Yep.
Almost always, with the rare exception of I've heard of multiple people say that 08 was a once in a lifetime situation.
And you even look at 08. I mean, we rebounded within what, 5-8 years? I mean, prices were back
up. It
was
8 years because we sold the house at a loss after 7 years of ownership. But luckily we had ridden the wave and we weren't upside down. But
yeah, I think it just depends on if you can ride it out, you will always win in real estate. Yeah.
Long term.
You can win in the short term. There's that possibility. There's definitely that, but you will always win in the long term.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got the time, you should do it.
Yep.
So cool. All right. Well, thanks, Mitch, for taking some time out of your busy schedule for us today.
Thanks for having me. This is awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Southern Utah Real Estate Podcast with Jenny Chamberlain. I hope you'll think about subscribing and give the podcast a review if you found it valuable. If you have feedback or ideas to make this podcast better, check out my website, jennychamberlain.com, and leave me a message there.